So, Jennifer, first of all, welcome to the show. This is Gary, Mix 98.9, and we are pumped that you are coming. We've seen you, I'm sure, many times with Trans-Siberian Orchestra over the years. How many times have you been to Ohio? I've been a lot.
Oh, too many times to count, actually. Ohio, interestingly enough, I consider to be like ground zero for Trans-Siberian Orchestra. We started every tour in like Youngstown, always finished in Cleveland. It was like the bookmark to every tour, bookends to every tour. Really, the success of TSO, I feel, was like built in Ohio. So I have like tremendous love in my heart for Ohio, and I cannot wait to come back. But there's just really like a special place in our heart for Ohio. And like I said, I'm super excited to bring, you know, my Adele show to the Robbins Theater, because going from the big arenas to a small theater is like, that's where I can really connect emotionally with the audiences. And that's what's like, that's the difference for me right now. That's what's really, really important.
Well, what brought to you to doing Adele? I mean, she is such a powerful, different voice, and it's very difficult for anyone. Is that the reason, the difficulty to say, you know what, I can do this?
She's a challenge, okay, and I'm always up for a challenge. And I had trained my voice for so many years with TSO, just the stamina of performing in arenas night after night. It really brought out the, like, vocal athlete in me.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was that. And then there's also the emotional side. I mean, I've always been drawn to big emotional vocalists, and nobody does that like Adele. I mean, her music is so powerful but vulnerable at the same time. And so I really wanted to channel that vocal intensity into the songs and really connect to people on a personal level. And performing in smaller theaters as opposed to arenas really, really helps me do that. And that's the beauty of it.
So the original arrangements, you're actually using them, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we stay true to the arrangements. I have to say, I have performed with some of the greatest musicians of all time, and this band is no exception. Finest musicians anyone will see anywhere. Actually, we do have a current member of TSO in the band right now.
Hmm.
Mark Klett is TSO keyboardist for TSO West. So anyone who comes to see the Adele show will get to witness him and live in person. And the band is amazing. And we really bring such a powerful experience to the audience that they're gonna love. They're gonna sing along. They're gonna laugh. They're gonna cry. I promise.
Have you ever had a chance to see Adele live? I mean, in person.
You know, it's my biggest regret. I never made it out to Vegas to see her, and one of the reasons why was, you know, honestly, it was expensive ticket prices.
Like, yeah.
When she first started that tour, I mean, the ticket prices, you know, some of them, those tickets were $16,000 a piece.
Oh.
And yeah, I mean, it was incredible. So I had to put that aside. But I realized, like, what a wonderful opportunity for me to bring this to audiences who can't afford to go and see her perform. I mean, she's not doing it now anyway, which is another great reason to come out and see my show.
Now, in your show, are you doing some storytelling then to explain some of these stories behind your songs?
I do. So what I do in this show is I really become Adele. I take on her persona, and I deliver the songs as if it's Adele delivering the song. So I explain how the stories came, how the lyrics came about, what was going on in Adele's life at this moment in time. But I'm speaking through her, through her voice and her words. And I wasn't sure about that when I was thinking about doing the show. And I didn't tell any of my band members I was going to do it. I did it opening night, and their jaws were on the floor, and my audience's jaws were on the floor. It was an extra element that they didn't expect. And it was a risk. And what I found audiences saying over and over again was that if you closed your eyes, you would think that Adele was in front of you. And they really felt like they were at an Adele concert, not just witnessing, you know, performance of the night of Adele. They really felt like it was an immersive experience at an Adele show. So I continued, and audiences continue to give great feedback. They love it. But I think one of the main parts of it is that they do connect more to the music because of the storytelling element. You know, when you find out prior to hearing a song that this was what's going on in the artist's life at the time, and this is what prompted the song to come about, it makes the listener listen with a different set of ears. They become more emotionally invested because they kind of know where the artist is coming from and they relate to that. See, that's the key with connecting to audiences, finding that relatability factor. And if you can make the audience feel something, which is my mission every single song, every single night, my goal is to make the audience feel something. And when they feel something, it's beyond, you know, the experience is beyond just going to a concert.
If you get folks to actually listen as if you are Adele, that's part Broadway, part theater, part performance. Am I right?
Exactly. And actually, I do have a background in theater. I set out in my early days auditioning for Broadway, and that was my intended path in life. And then I auditioned for TSO, and you know,
hard to turn that down.
Yeah, exactly. And so my focus pivoted to music, but that's what another thing that drew me to this project. You know, me creating, having this idea to do this, I really wanted it to be more than just a concert. I wanted it to be an experience. And I really relied on my theater experience, my acting abilities to make that come to life, because, you know, if you're not doing it right, you shouldn't do it at all.
Yeah.
You know, so I spent a lot of time refining it and really, really perfecting it. And I'm really, really proud of what I have right now.
Hey, what would you do if Adele was in the audience?
Oh my gosh.
Would that freak you out?
Probably pass out. Yes. I would probably pass out. What would I do? No, but seriously, after they picked me up off the floor and stood me up and fanned me down, gave me a lot of water, I would let her know, like, how much adoration I have for her, and how honored I feel to be bringing her music to audiences that normally would not be able to witness it live.
Yeah.
I have such respect for her, her vocal ability, for her, her songwriting ability, her storytelling. It's me, you know, and I was just so drawn to her, and this is the perfect project for me. So I would thank her. I would go down into the audience. I would give her a big hug and say thank you.
Well, thank you so much for this insight into the show. I think it helps tremendously. I can't wait to share it with our audience, but thank you. And I look forward to seeing your show.
Yeah. March 21st at the Robbins Theater. Get your tickets because it's going to be an amazing night. And I look forward, I hope to see a lot of my familiar Ohio faces in the audience. And I really can't wait. It's going to be a great night.